pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the campfire. Matty G running the board. He just looked at me and says, "Your show, you can go anytime." I didn't have my headphones on. I was visiting, and I didn't even know we were in the show. And, of course, the Vogler Bunker. Listen to that fire cracking. Pull that chair in a little closer to the fire. Wow, back in the studio after the massive ice storm last week. Vogler Bunker, how are you today?
Very good. I'm very full this morning.
Matty G, what's your show? You know, I didn't even know where we were at. Okay, let's talk about what's going to be on the show before we introduce other things. Of course, we're going to visit with, you know who we're going to have at segment five, Vogler Vogler?
Segment five is...
You got to look at your papers, don't you? Tony Caggiano.
We got Top Cat, Tony Caggiano.
Yeah, we're also going to talk about a little bit about SHOT Show in one of the segments. We're going to visit with Chris Kirby, Ernie Calandrelli, Paul Butschke. And we have Mark Strand, Midwest Outdoors editor, January issue. We got the Babe, latter part of the show. And then we also have a, did I forget anybody?
Yes.
Other than our guest in the studio? We have a studio guest that came up from Bismarck, Missouri, Mr. Mike Rue. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ray.
How was your ride up from Bismarck?
Uneventful, thank goodness.
That's a good thing. Mike, outdoor rider, longtime friend, turkey hunter. Got a couple books here from him. If you call them, they will come. Turkey Hunting with Mike Rue. What are you trying to tell me? Bring me a turkey book. Fishing North America with Mike Rue. A couple nice books. What are you doing in town? What are you doing tonight?
I'm speaking tonight for a men's group in Farmington at the Christian Life Church between Farmington and Park Hills. We're going to have a big fish fry tonight and
awesome.
Talk about bass fishing.
That's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that Peanut's here and doing well, aggravating everybody, barking at Mike when he came in, right?
A guard pup, you know?
A guard pup. We was at the 8th Annual Pioneer Harvest Wild Game Dinner last night, seeing a lot of great friends. Name some of the folks we saw last night, Vogler Vogler. Let's see if you got a good memory.
Can
you?
We saw Norb Janice.
Yeah.
We saw Marvin Benke.
Yeah.
We saw Mitch. I forgot Mitch's last name, but Mitch. The Mitch.
The Mitch.
Okay. The Mitch.
Who else did we see?
We saw
Gene Apple.
Gene Apple. We saw
Steve Stoltz.
Frank Wagner.
Frank Wagner. Swartz. Love that guy.
And we saw, I forgot the minister's name, and we had...
Who was the guy sitting to me on the right there that kept laughing at everything? Who was that guy? He used to have a kid.
I don't know who he was.
Oh, stop it, Vogler Vogler. He used to hunt with his kid.
Odie. Russ Odie.
Russ Odie. Thank you.
Russ Odie.
What am I going to do with you?
I was thinking the guy in between you and Russ.
Great food. What was your favorite?
I've got to say that venison stroganoff and that venison lasagna and the venison burgers.
Let's hear that. Mikey's got numerous favorites.
Yes.
Oh.
Meatloaf was killer.
Oh, that venison smoked ham was absolutely killer. That was.
And they brought appetizers around with toothpicks, little venison meatballs, and summer sausage. And
pheasant, fried pheasant breast.
It was all good. Was all good. Stoltz did a program last night, and Frank did a program last night. Let's see. The menu, for instance, they had October beans, fried turkey breast, venison stroganoff, as you mentioned, fried pheasant breast, and Tim Chelzovic, Tiny Tim, the thinking, talking woodsman, he won the prize. He got the shot out of the pheasant. Venison lasagna, venison meatloaf, bison burgers, fish, rabbit and noodles, venison stew. One of my favorites, gobbler cobbler.
Ooh.
That's pretty awesome. Fresh shrimp, hush puppies. It was all good. And that was the First Baptist Church Pioneer Harvest Dinner in Oakville. It was just a great time. We've been to it.
That's like four times?
About four times, yeah. I spoke there, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? And great people, great event.
Fantastic. And I always call it old lady cooking, and people go, what are you talking about? This is these church women. Their husband brought home the game, and they've tried to figure out different ways of cooking it. And boy, did they figure it out. It is just fantastic.
It was awesome. You know, we were going to do something in the second half, but why don't you go ahead and announce the trappers? So we're going to get a little music for you, Vogler, while you see if you can, yeah, see if you can, before you, now wait, before you start reading here, we're back in the studio. It's coming up. Hang on. Coming. Coming. Matty G's talking. Here we go. Hang on. There we go. Now this is special. Wait a minute. Let it get started.
Muskrat Sam.
There you go. Take it down a little bit, Matt. Vogelbacher.
On April 1st, 2017.
Get in your microphone.
On 2017, the Missouri Trappers Sam's Association, District 3, is going to have a program at Rolla, Missouri. And please call them at 573-821.
It's a fundraiser, isn't it? The dinner?
Fundraiser, yes.
Rolla, Missouri. What's the date on that?
April 1st, as far as I can tell. This is a
That's
unique...
a terrible, terrible sheet they sent us. I can't read it.
And we don't have the address. We know it's Rolla. It's
we don't have nothing.
That's it. So we need more information to announce it, guys.
I bet Ralphie knows all about it.
He does, and he couldn't make it in this morning, so we're going to talk about it next week. But, yeah, Ralphie knows about it. But it's difficult to announce and help organizations when they won't give you anything to help them with. So I'm saying this because I'm going to send this recording from the show to the Trappers.
Just tell us where you are and the dates and times, please. We'll announce it. We're going to have more information about the St. Louis South County Archers Association.
Right.
They're going to start getting us information.
The Longbeards were at the dinner last night. The Archers were there, and just great people. So many of them was just so nice. Came out and visited with us last night, and told them we'd talk about them today.
Oh, they're good. They're great folks.
Great folks.
To see the stuff that Mitch does with the kids.
He made cane poles last night.
He handmade cane poles. He got bamboo from his neighbors, and he made these and put these together for these kids. What a heck of a guy.
We're going to go to commercial now with Muskrat Love.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you very
much.
Then
we come back on the other side. We're going to talk a little bit about the deer numbers and crossbows and things like that. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen to that Muskrat Love.
Oh, and this is Ray Otter.
Mike, dab them tears, Mike. Dab them tears. You'll be okay, buddy. We'll see y'all on the other side.